This is VOA News.
I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump imposed new sanctions on Iran when, hours after the Iranian president said he'd be pulling out of parts of the six-nuclear deal, Trump said in an executive order Wednesday there will be new sanctions on Iran metal exports, aluminum, iron, and U.S. sanctioned oil, its number one moneymaker, have effect on the economy. Iran's ministry is another major source of income. The House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has voted to turn bullion condemned for his not least an unidentified version of $60 poor on Russia's presidential election. Wednesday, 2024-6 vote fell along party lines. Head of the Prince from 30 Act privilege of the entire Mueller report and reserve the right to pass. And he chair Jerry Nadler said, Ben Barr, Trump, trade talk as Senate states prepares to release tariffs on goods in the middle of his list. It is published Wednesday from the U.S. Trade Representative that the U.S. blew around $500 were Chinese in on Friday. The end of the day lose that. The President Sonar once signed that in Washington. It was a good meal. The China Minister of the Great members of the U.S. tax. The four Chinese head and OFO Meng Wanzhou says he will ask Canadian court to stop case after comments made by President Trump. Meng is a house and cat. The last session today can be arrested on a warrant on charges violating the sanctions on Iran and a bank's spider acted a role absurd. Okay, folks, Benjamin is a reserve of his business dealing.
It was me clear that this last month we're conducting and it's apparently the flood. Thank you.
And my lawyers said Trump's meant to get in her feet in her case if it will help you shut her negotiations should the case be liquidated. Donner was Canadians in December for alleged cyber retaliation arrest. The Canadians sent 15 prison drug charges and checked the death penalty. A happy Christian was in death row false some charges after the resource court Emily. She said it's
down. 6 months acquitted past all court over false blasphemy charges. Asia B's leather country for Canada. We heard law. When she released October, the last one was to be killed. Being staying at an exclusive location high security. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau previously said his who was in Fox, Pakistan about helping.
That's a running weather report. The Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj said that his rival for power, General Khalifa Haftar, has stayed to and take Libya by force. Leads rival government in eastern Libya as Libyan National Army moved against al-Sarraj's UN-installed government last month. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Morning, world. They break up from Africa. James Martin turned Thursday. And some of this discovery, Nigeria will hear a petition in the election of the Buhari. Chris Anthony, spokesman for Cameroon's Amazonian separatists, using technology to promote local languages in Africa. The stories and more are coming up on Africa. Nigerian Elite Court will hear a petition by the opposition People's Democratic Party, DD, its candidate for Vice President Tiku Abubakar, challenging the return of President Buhari. The court has set 15 as a date to be hearing the petition. President Buhari won the February 2019 vote by more than 4 million votes, but the PDP says it has technical extra corroborate. It seems the result will tamper with. Kola Olubodi is the National Publicity Secretary of the People's Democratic Party of Nigeria.
We believe that one day, the three to turn on Nigeria, and we believe that Andy. And with the conference, we ended up to receive the money. This is that. Not the over with another issue. So we are waiting for the tribunal. Not going to cost to the solidity.
Does the PD have any action evidence that is going to them court? It's that you have papers that operate your position. So you have a result different from what you must.
Like I said, I have almost to take matter. I've been going to externalize which the day after the tribunal. And so there's the one day that is not allowed for view of his due in the case. So we have to honor our evidence with the court. I have to be called in the press and my friend.
Many voters said they were elected by trees. Many others, they cherished the top discipline in Africa's most mature democracy. Here's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Citizens across the Rainbow Nation on Wednesday thronged schools, community centers, church halls, and tents to cast their votes in the nation's sixth parliament poll. It's the beginning of democracy. Leaders of the top parties, the ruling African National Congress, the opposition Democratic Alliance, and the Economic Freedom Fighters, cast their votes Wednesday morning. With its leader, President Cyril Rosa, the man who he hoped to tackle if re-elected, with the nation's flat economy and high unemployment. To hear the rest after casting his vote in Soweto, he compared this year's poll to the nation's first democratic election, in which the nation elected Nelson Mandela as its first president.
This is a vote that reminds us of 1994. Because in 1994, our people were just excited because they were heralding a new period, a new future for our country. And today, This is what I am also picking up.
For the sixth consecutive time, the ruling ANC is expected to win and retain power. Corruption scandals and its economy have tainted ANC's image and led some voters to defect to opposition parties. In the African Hub, some younger voters, 25-year-old engineering student Lundi Wenkai, said they struggled to choose.
It felt exciting and a bit challenging because of the different parties that are there, but I was very much excited to exercise my rights there.
Many older voters, like Tami and Sisapur Bobby Mav, said the choice is simple.
Pretty easy. There's only about it grew up in the struggle, and we hope that they do the right thing going forward.
South African journalist Musi Mokane, who voted early Wednesday in Johannesburg, said the next summit is a big job on its hands.
The main problem that has to deal with is fighting the demon with corruption in our government structures. If we can deal with that and we're able to make sure that the money discussed has is distributed equitably with the society to improve lives and to make sure that those who are responsible for corruption are punished and punished severely, there is a direction that South Africa can take for the good of everyone else.
Final results are expected by mid-month. Winning party will elect its president, who will be sworn in on 25th.
News, Johannesburg. You're listening to the Africa of America. I'm James Mutti, Washington. Today is Thursday, May 9th, and please your comments and opinions to Derek Africa at voanews.com. Derek Africa Times coming at 14 and expires the hour. Cambazonian separatists are denying that some of their fighters have been surrendering to government forces. Cameroon authorities said 165 separatists and voters have volunteered in the tweet, while hundreds more have stopped fighting. Cameroon's military group lawyers have been searching for the leak of alleged former separatist fighter Yannick. Chris Onion is a spokesman of the South African Best Government. He says the allegations are fit to affect all government programs.
No non Amazon restore laws as in the Republic of Cameroon at Blanche. Our government source is open and into a way to lay down your actual arguments.
What are the orders you have to do in your fast work with it?
I need to purchase a strategic phone call for it. It is a common source. Those are not an agent and a separate writer. French writers about the arguments. It is not such a special declaration to allow more than a message to return. And so not reasonable or not. They don't get an offense. They don't get an authority. And on our list, I release from their dungeons. That is the only question that would pull down our We are fighting, fight our life, our own country. Nothing will be spouse to our voice.
There was a tweet on Tuesday on social media attributed to the president. The quote is that President beats forget tweet. What was it about so as president attending an all event to his opponents like you to forget?
Oh yeah, and all of these men are all hypocrites. If they are serious of forgetting and giving, why do you start to release our leaders who are in his camp? Why can't they start by releasing everybody, including Katori, who are in his captivity? So if this year is serious about forgetting and forgetting, he should start by pulling again away the troops from our country. I mean, think about it. The international community has been asking for inclusive and operational dialogue negotiations. That's where mediation starts. That's where forgiveness starts. And so I do not take anything that is out there coming from the region. Seriously, again, when we are crying, we want freedom, we want country. All they say or the one who is, stop from using the word, the relation, and go and happen. It is how you solve a conflict of this magnitude, back in the world, not
Chris, thank you very much. Nice to have you on the call. Thank you for your question. Out of plan, I'm going to start with camera. You're speaking with me with a few. Like, you're going to have a job. I'm going to comment on the policy of conflict. And me, without authorization from the authorities, this comes up to suspend the deputy from the Bangor for stalking ethnic divisions during a comment on his private page of the Jones and government protest. This year, it's published on the interview of Abbey from the Canoes.
Well, Jim, as you know, since the government came to me, there have been a lot of amendments in the government, and I'm interested in that. So I think the government has been explaining to the government of the fact that these issues on the meeting of the Congo country. And I mentioned, like, for me, that means for information culture, like the act legislation, it signifies not just for the public of the central message. Come to the great consensus of the community for exposing which are the directives.
I mentioned this how this is the deputy information story you found. Let's say so here, where the dissemination information is on. Do you think this is workable for the
government?
It seems to me that this coming at the government really having a trying to figure out how to deal with multiple issues. It has to deal with you, the protest being planned, especially the people control the message.
That's what I'm doing. No, coming from school, as we are not better than that. Now being to the way of the different actions of the world. So, better in the choice of the world. So, I think I'm not going to
Our focus should now fall squarely on each of parties to demonstrate clear political will and commitment to make sure the security institutions of the deliver.
Parties are supporting trade and UIF the next months. They are also supporting students, armament, mobilization, and re-election commission, and create more and bounds. VA News, Munizno, Intro.
Group of acts are using technology to promote local linguistics in Africa, the movement of the African language in literature, after language, one by the coordinators, and the Spanish fact of the language behind as far as
us. We've been talking to people who are really, like, culture is kind of organization to, you know, share the ideas, the work, challenges, also some of the people plans to future. Just be fit and able to lay on kind of the job of that was to do it.
How many have you first
talked? So we have people, hockey, and I think we've been able to put our time to reach to you. But hockey would be a church, and we had just kind of figure out that they can. And so, we've been able to do it. And now we're going to be, like I mentioned, people are happy to have to take it for not even last time so far. I agree. So, I think for each, I've seen that you click the book, share the book, that how they learn, and if you want to learn.
And that's mostly commerce on social media. I mean, if it's like, how do you promote people or order
the product? I've talked to business folks at Warner Bros. Can't tell you, I get no degree, I don't know if I'm going to have to say, I have to say, I'm going to be a lot of concern. There are a lot of ways to go to the event. I'm going to be a lot of concern. I'm going to be a lot of concern. I'm going to be a lot of concern.
They are proximity and beauty from most brave review and influence from the latest African electoral of the country. It's 25 years since coming to power, the end of power. A Nigerian electoral year petition brought by President Peter the PDP and a candidate from Vice President Abubakar challenging the election of President Muhammad Buhari. It has May 15 as the date to begin hearing the petition. Libyan Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj says his rival, power General Khalifa Haftar, is trying to stay cool and take Libya by force. That is it for this Thursday night edition of Daybreak Africa. On behalf of the Daybreak Africa crew, producer Nicole Beckford, reporter Piclot and Rich, as well as producer Samson Omar, along with our engineers, I'm James Button, Washington. Wishing you a very good day.
Hey, sports fans, bring your day by tuning into the sunny side of sports Monday through Friday at 6:30 and 8 p.m. UT. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/VOASunny and on Twitter at VOASunny or our blog at blogs.vinucom/sunny. It's sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
America's flagship global news program, International NGO, and in-depth look at biggest stories of the day. No one of the world more comprehensive than the way. We have the board gathering and views of the most seasoned experts to national issues. In Monday, Friday, 18 UTC at 22:30 UTC, also on news.com.